this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is a prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was
New Country is your home for country, and I love it.
We had a plan, move out of this town, baby. What's to the sand? It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar, and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs, and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone. All throughout the morning, till snug around the back, empty cans, and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you put through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was the where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk washed up in Austin.
Hey, y'all, it's Tony Stevens. I'm proudly Canadian and proudly country.
New Country 93.5.
One-star motel, slow burn going down. Bourbon in a paper cup. It just hits different, makes that missing tougher than it ever was. I put the phone down, cause you gone to bed now. My wheels get to spinning round. All the thing that'll slow them down is drinking whiskey and Colorado. Lonely nights and empty bottles. Wishing tomorrow. Shades down, pour myself another round. Trying to take the edge off, but it ain't ever enough. It's a kind of pain you just can't drown. Drinking whiskey in Colorado. Lonely nights and empty bottles. Wishing tomorrow that Silverado is headed home. But there's another small stage in another small town singing songs about you. Colorado, lonely nights and empty bottles, wishing tomorrow that Silverado was headed home. But there's another small stage in another small town, singing songs about you without you around. Missing your red wine kiss while I'm here alone, drinking whiskey in Colorado.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Your moral compass, where does it point when it comes to stray animals?
Yes, those animals that you see just out and about, maybe they're coming into your yard here and there. Yeah. How long would it take before you finally decide, hey, maybe I'll bring them in for a little bit?
Remember I was coming into work that day and I said I saw that chicken walking down the road? No joke, it was a chicken walking down the sidewalk.
Was it a wild chicken?
I don't
know. Are chickens wild? Can they be?
A wild chicken? Probably on the weekends. So, just go wild. Right. Chicken's gone wild?
Maybe you saw that
don't go to that website.
Maybe you saw that chicken doing her walk of shame.
Probably.
And you know what? She can.
She had her pair of shoes in her wing. You know what? We're going to talk about stray animals coming up.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, say the sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back. And when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw.
She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Hey, hit the Google Home app and add a routine. Let New Country wake you up every morning on your smart speaker. And you won't even have to ask. New Country 93.5.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's gonna stay.
New Country 93.5. Interesting social experiment, seeing where your social compass is right now. If you saw a stray animal, would you pull over, walk over, whatever, and help that stray out? Would you take in that stray?
Ooh, if it looked injured, heck yes.
Okay.
Or if something was going on with said animal. If I was just like walking by, I mean, I don't know. There's some outdoor cats that just kind of roam around. So that's okay.
What if it's a dog and it follows you?
Then I would allow the following.
Yeah.
And then once I get home.
It's still there.
Still there. Okay. I would let it on my patio.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not in the house. Only because I have cats, so yeah, I have to be careful, right?
Yeah.
And then I would immediately go on some type of like community Facebook page and reach out and just be like, hey, here's a picture. I saw this dog. Obviously, I would look for a collar. And then, you know.
And then what?
Maybe give the dog a little bit of food.
Okay.
And
now 2 hours goes by and nothing. 5 hours goes by and nothing.
I think I would eventually have to call
someone.
Something.
Yeah.
I honestly, I've never been in a situation like this where I've had to notify anybody.
This is my kids' dream, both of them.
Yeah.
To find a stray. Dad, what if we found, would you pull over? Dad, would you pull over and help? I'm like, yes, of course we would. Okay, so they're constantly looking for strays.
Do you find that you go on very long walks with your daughters?
That's not a stray. Give the fine woman back the leash to her dog. It's not a stray. It's not, it doesn't classify as a stray. But I love miniature dash hounds. I understand.
I want to call it Muffins.
But you know what I mean? So it's interesting to see how far one would go.
Mm-hmm.
To take care of an animal. I've never had to take care of a stray.
No, I never have either. And then you do have to think about what you currently have in your home.
Of course, you have cats.
Yeah, exactly.
So what if it was a cat that followed you home and was hanging around the patio? What would you do then?
I would eventually take the cat in.
You would?
And I would have with a dog as well. It's just, again,
cats, I get it.
Yeah. But a cat, for sure, if it was lingering around for days and screaming and crying and obviously hungry and needed some type of taking care of, I would eventually bring the cat in.
Would you have to wait days or would you wait hours? Like, you've never seen this cat before. Hence it's stray, I guess.
I'd wait like a day.
Would you?
I think.
To bring it in.
To bring it in. Yeah, is that me?
I don't know. Hey, listen, I don't know.
Depends on the elements, too. If it's minus 5,000 outside, oh my gosh, I'll bring it in right away.
Right.
But if it's just like a nice spring day, then the cat just might be on its way somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm so foreign to this.
Yeah.
Is rescuing a stray animal. And I don't even know if they need rescuing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, how do you really know?
I think dogs are a little easier because they're not usually roaming around.
Exactly, yeah.
Than cats obviously.
Cats are a little tough, yeah.
Right? Have you ever rescued a stray, and did it turn into that stray being a forever, forever pet?
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride.
Showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
There's a new face joining the new country roster. She's vegan, ridiculously generous, but has a bad habit of barging in on everything. Introducing the new country 93.5 Interrupted Cash Cow. Starting Monday, we're turning her loose on the music department. Keep your ears peeled for the Interrupting Cash Cow. Every time she bulldozes into one of your favorite songs, you could instantly win $500. Woo! Head to NewCountry93.5.com for a sneak peek at who she's interrupting next. The New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow. Coming Monday to New Country 93.5.
If you crave the thrill of the road, then your perfect match is waiting at Lexus on the Park. Right now, take advantage of lease rates as low as 2.9% for up to 48 months on select 2025 models. Plus, after you choose your new Lexus, you'll receive credit towards accessories or a complimentary service plan. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
At McDonald's, there are new breakfast sandwiches with a secret ingredient.
A secret ingredient?
It's a little sweet, born in the cold, cradled by spring.
Gotcha. It's maple.
Well, yes, but let me finish. It's made
with 100% Canadian maple syrup?
Right again. It's a brand new smoky maple sauce featured in...
Oh, some new McD's breakfast sandwiches.
And you can try it
before 11 a.m. only.
Wow, you're good at this.
I know what I like. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
Sarah, do you know why people have garages and storage lockers full of junk?
It's because the stuff is too valuable to throw away.
And the value is often sentimental value.
1-800-GOT-JUNK will always find a new family to love the items you're willing to give away.
We've even got special stickers we put on items that are going to a new family.
Every item with those stickers gets handled with tender, loving care.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... Wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save up to $20 a month on a 24-month term on Canada's most reliable internet. Get Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay two steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs, we're on it. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hey, Dad, I'm coming home from university.
Before the kids come back from school, get the extra space they need now with Access Storage. Affordable, convenient, and Canadian storage solutions. Try 4 weeks free, plus students save 10% on continued rental. Details at accessstorage.ca. Color pages.
Mega tank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Mega Tank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Mega Tank printer is available at Staples, Best Buy, and Walmart.
Hey, it's Paul. Springtime is Jiffy time at my house. My yard is a mess. The barbecue needs some serious attention. And my windows, well, let's not talk about those. So I hopped on the Jiffy app and booked all three Jiffy jobs in seconds. Just a couple minutes later, I've got Jesse, Corey, and John coming right when I need them. Trust me, Jiffy is a no-brainer for your spring to-do list. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code NEWCOUNTRY for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
You envision having a gorgeous natural stone patio in your backyard. A new walkway that creates a stunning entrance to your front door. Refresh your home with a new natural look from Beaver Valley Stone. Browse our display of natural stone from around the world, including natural stone from Ontario's finest quarries. Only at Beaver Valley Stone. Visit today. Woodbine or Langstaff Road East, both south of the 407 in Markham and Thornhill. And BeaverValleyStone.com, your natural stone source.
Here's the thing. In these uncertain times, Ontario businesses need certain relief. The WSIB is giving $2 billion in rebates back to Ontario businesses. Find yours by logging into your account at wsib.ca/online services.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved.
9 rentals completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Just a kiss, ooh,
It's New Country, 93.5.
Okay, so we're talking about stray animals. If you just popped in, would you take in a stray cat and or dog if you saw one?
And how long would it take you to maybe, you know, grow a heart and bring them into your home? Because I get it. Like, if you're just walking by and you see a dog randomly once, then like, okay, maybe you'll leave them be. But if they start hanging around, then what do you do?
That's coming up.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419. Kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy-up reins. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirl. Yeah, long live cowgirl. Come on cowgirl. Don't you wanna take me away? Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Show.
New Country
93.5.
I hate it when the sun goes down. They roll up the sidewalks in this Texaco. Come home to a lonesome sound. You can hear a pin drop in between the tick-tock till I lay my head down. Right around midnight, I can hear a whisper. Baby, I ain't tired. Come a little closer. Keep me up and missing your touch. And I want it, I want it. And I can hear laughing out of my chest. Sometimes I sleep out on the couch, leave on the TV and try to drown it out. Sometimes I pour myself a drink, let it
burned my lips just like her kiss when she was lying next to me. Right around midnight, I can hear her whisper, baby, I ain't tired, come a little closer. Keep me up and missing your touch, and I want it, I want it. And I can hear her laughing out of my chest, saying I don't ever want to leave this bed. And even with her gone,
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. So good to have you here. Gosh, you know what? It never ceases to amaze us that the time that you spend with us, and seriously, there's so many other things you could be doing, other shows, streaming this, that, and the other thing, but you're hanging out. And
and you're busy. Oh my gosh.
So we're trying to test your moral compass here when it comes to strays. And we're not talking about, you know, lazy cousin Harold. We're talking about animals, right? It's like, well, I'll bring him in.
Yeah, he's going to get cold.
Yeah.
He'll just keep banging on the window.
He's unemployed. I don't know. What am I going to do, Ma? No, we're talking about stray dogs or cats, because I feel, at least in our home, my kids, they're always like, Dad, let's look for strays. I'm like, okay.
And you already have a dog and a gecko, which is kind of funny to me that they want more.
They want more. Of course they do. But the question is, if you happen upon a stray, would you take that stray in? After you've done your due diligence and try to find the home and blah, 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 blah.
Right, of course. And I think the quick answer for me would be, oh my gosh, yes. But then you got to think about, like, I already have two cats. Will they get along with them? Blah, blah, blah. There's a lot that goes into making, it's not a light decision to take in a stray, right?
Bailey, you have a wild story about taking in a stray. Okay, so explain all of this.
We were in Mexico and we were at a resort. I think it was our first or second day there, and there was a guy that was being this horrible to this little dog on the beach, this little chihuahua.
Aww.
So after a few margaritas, I went down and bought the dog, and we had to sneak her into our resort for 2 weeks. And
oh, wow.
For 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, how did you do that?
Well, I'm very, like, if something happens, whatever, we'll go to an Airbnb. My boyfriend did not feel the same way, so it was a stressful 2 weeks for him.
Aww.
I was fine, but we just brought her down to the beach every morning and walked her. We put the do not disturb sign on our door, and then would go for breakfast and then go back and get her and play with her on the beach for the day. So it definitely changed our trip, but we brought her home, and she's amazing.
How did you get her home?
We went to a vet there, and they actually, I probably shouldn't say this, but they said they'd do a rabies vaccination, but she wasn't well enough to do it, so they said they'd just say that they did it, and then bring her home and get all of her shots done here.
Hey,
so we did
worked.
That, and we called, and you know what, it was actually surprisingly easy. We called Air Canada, it was $100 to put her in a carrier under our seat.
Yeah, because she's small enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you name that little?
Well, we were in Cabo, so I named her Baja.
Oh, get out of here already.
Oh, that is so cute.
Bailey and Baja. Best friends that were ever friends.
I love that.
That's right.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to do a coloring book and a storybook about you two.
Don't give it to my boyfriend.
No. He's like, get that.
Leave me out of
it. I'm pretty sure if I
bring one more animal home, he's leaving. So.
Yeah, it's a trigger. Yeah, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Bailey, you're the best. We appreciate you. That's a great story.
Branson caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I
appreciate you. That's a great story.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down and down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably in Texas.
This is New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
Sometimes a guy needs someone he can talk to, a good friend he can lean on when he's feeling down, someone he can argue with to both still get along, someone he can hang out with till the break of dawn. She's my drinking buddy. She's got tight blue jeans, long blonde hair, and she's a cowboy's dream. She can knock him back shot for shot like you've never seen. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with those other kind of ladies. They sit there with their champagne talking girly stuff. Well, my girl's just as likely to buy a round of three and tell a downright dirty joke, sweet as she can be. She's my drinking buddy. She's got tight blue jeans, long blonde hair, and she's a cowboy's dream. She can knock him back shot for shot like you've never seen. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy.
eyes and knees. Plant a big one on my lips and I'll know it's time to leave. With my drinking buddy, she's got tight blue jeans, long blonde hair, and she's a cowboy's dream. She can knock you back, shot for shot, like you've never seen. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy. She's got tight blue jeans, long blonde hair, and she's a cowboy's dream. She can knock him back, shot for shot, like you've never seen. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy. Just get lucky with my drinking buddy.
Hey, thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Until April 2nd, get family-sized boneless skinless chicken thighs for just $4.66 a pound. Shop in-store or online today. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
We'll review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law, online at lostjob.ca.
The Princess Margaret Home Lottery early bird deadline is midnight tonight. Change everything with a beautiful Muskoka Lakefront Cottage early bird prize, complete with 50 grand. Plus, you'll be in to win a gorgeous Georgian Bay show home and the $9 million grand prize, an Oakville show home, and $500,000. Early bird deadline is midnight tonight. Ticket to fund life-saving cancer research. Carry the fire. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 142673.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the International Center. Browse over 40 hot tubs and swim spas from major brands at up to 50% off. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the International Center in Mississauga. Visit spashow.ca.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into comfort at Walking on a Cloud, your one-stop shop for all your footwear essentials. From classic retro sneakers by New Balance to casual and dress shoes by Clarks and Rieker, we have you covered. Stay dry with Vessi waterproof footwear or enjoy unmatched support with Atrix shoes and their signature arch support. Looking for timeless style? Check out Chelsea Boots by Blundstone. It's all waiting for you at Walking on a Cloud. Comfort and style are just a step away.
Walking on a Cloud.
Is now a good time to sell? Ask Michelle.
How do we safely show my home?
Ask Michelle. Is staging that important? Ask Michelle at Michelle Fraser and RE/MAX Hallmark Fraser Group Realty. With over 25 years of experience, Michelle has the answers that get you the results you need.
Who do I ask?
That's easy. You talk to Michelle. Ask your questions now at michellefraser.com. You have the right questions. Now get the right answers.
The Boat Show at the International Center. The one you've been waiting for on this weekend, 6900 Airport Road. The one-stop shop for everything boat and marine. Hot deals, luxury and leisure boats, docks, pontoons, accessories, services, and more. Amazing marine cruise, including Pride Marine's huge display. An awesome experience for boaters of any caliber. The Boat Show at the International Center on this weekend from Thursday to Sunday. Tickets on sale now. Download your coupon at theboatshowic.ca. Free parking.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95. And top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby. Or workandwear.ca.
Luxury meets opportunity at Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 Infiniti QX80 from 2.74% for 60 months or finance from 3.99% plus $4,000 bonus cash. Or drive the 2025 Infiniti QX60 with 0% lease rates for 36 months on all trims plus $1,500 bonus cash. Indulge in luxury. Drive with confidence. Shop Oakville Infiniti, 2316 South Service Road West, or visit OakvilleInfinity.com.
This is New Country 93.5, CFX-JFM, a Stingray radio station.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find the one near you, check us out at ParksFurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay two steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs, we're on it. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and raise you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy. Choose from a world of destinations, if you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
What's hotter than Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich? Getting one for just $4.99. Did we mention it's also made with Canadian chicken? Get in on this hot deal before April 6th. Available at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
But 22, I think at the time, I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor, had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you.
Beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl called Maya. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. All right now. to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give me this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me. I want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
I'm country.
Your home for new country.
Hear my country station.
93.5.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better. And it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view.
Country 93.5. Sasha's info dump for Big White Ski Resort, Kelowna, BC. It's Canada's favorite family resort. You'll find mountain accommodations, discounted lift tickets, and when you book six nights, you get the seventh for free. More details at bigwhite.com.
Sasha's info dump.
There's a good portion of us that have something in our home that we are afraid of.
What?
Yeah. So just think about that for a second. We'll talk more about that coming
up. My mother-in-law doesn't live there.
I know, right? Daylight savings times is what we're all talking about, right? It was, I guess, originally created to save energy. The theory was more sunlight would lead to less electricity being used because we don't have to turn on our lights as much. The sun is just shining in. But the opposite has now become true because of air conditioning. Right. We actually end up using 1% more electricity during daylight savings.
We're just a bunch of dummies, aren't we?
Well, it then, you know, begs the age-old question of why are we still
doing it? Why are we doing it?
Yep.
It's you know, it's because we always do it. Well, that's not a good excuse.
It really isn't. Like, no. we can change for sure. Yeah. Are you afraid of anything in your home?
Maybe my ladder.
Oh, yeah. And I'm thinking, too, like, if you have a dank crawl space or something like that, I totally get being afraid of that. So over 60% of people that have one of these in their household, they're afraid of it,
mm-hmm.
and it is the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Kind of just, you know, you're not totally confident when you're using it. You always have to make sure, you know, your drawstrings aren't hanging down too low.
Yeah,
Don't ever put your hand near it. You're afraid of dropping jewelry down it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for me, I've seen way too many horror movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Or the spies come in and the assassins, and you're trying to, right? And they put your hand
and
on
your
it.
And your tie gets stuck in it or something. So if you don't have a garbage disposal, do you?
Nope.
If you had one, do you think you'd be a little afraid of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely get it. We had one when I grew up, and I...
Of course you did.
And it was right by, of course. Hey, I know what you're saying. Everyone had a garbage disposal. No,
sure,
okay?
They did.
In
everybody
my neighborhood.
In your gated community that backs onto a golf course. Everybody had a garbage disposal.
But I remember the light switch for above the sink and the garbage disposal were almost switched around, and everyone always messed it up. And that was the scary part of it, is you didn't know if you were flicking on the light or if it was a garbage disposal.
I know, right?
Terrifying and in my gated community.
In your gated community that backs onto the golf courses. And for those crawl spaces that aren't dank, we apologize for calling you dank. Hey, I'm just a crawl space. I'm not dank.
But the dank ones, you know who you are.
Yes, you keep an eye on you.
That's your info dump.
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama. He didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's so
Country. 93.5.
In your shirt, I'd do it anyways. I'd do it anyways. They said that sound ain't coming back. They said don't wear that cowboy hat. I'll wear it anyways. I'll wear it anyways. Anyway, I'm on the only way that I know how. Yeah, the way I've always done it is the way I do it now. I'm here to have a good time. So I do it anyways. Oh yeah. What's your story, Jay? I've seen my share of 2 AMs. They said don't burn it at both ends. I burn it anyways. I burn it anyways. They said you're gonna wreck your world loving them crazy country girls. I love them anyways. I love them anyways. Anyway, I want the only. As long as this so crazy world keeps spinning round, I'm gonna pop a top, I'm gonna set it down. And if what I do starts being cool one of these days, I'll do it anyways. Oh, come on. The only way that I know how, yeah, the way I've always done it is the way I do it now. I'm here to have a good time. I ain't got no time to waste. I know that it could all be over any day. So I do it anyways. They said that old school ain't gonna work. I say it does. We see the sound ain't coming back. Oh, it's back. That's right. Do it anyways.
What goes into the mix for New Country? Well, we start with blend in some and don't forget Toronto's home for country. New Country 93.5.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line. Saying everything out of the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it 1,000 times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.